This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior.
Good morning to all of you, and welcome to the launch of the Trust for the National Mall. My name is Peggy O'Dell, and I have the honor to currently serve as Superintendent of the National Mall and Memorial Parks. It is my pleasure this morning to welcome our speakers, Secretary of the Interior Dirk Kempthorne, Deputy Director of the National Park Service Lindy Harvey, and Mr. Chip Ackridge, and a very special guest from Ann Beers Elementary School, Marcel Richardson. And we have many special guests in the audience this morning, including the Director of the National Capital Region of the National Park Service, Joseph Lawler, and many of the board members from the Trust of the National Mall. So welcome to everyone. Our purpose today is to introduce the Trust for the National Mall, the official partner of the National Park Service to help restore and preserve the National Mall. The Trust enters into this public-private partnership at an exciting time for our national parks as we prepare for the centennial of the National Park Service in 2016. The Trust joins the ranks of many not-for-profit organizations chartered to support national parks all across the country that contribute talent and resources which enhance the federal government's funding of our national parks. My staff and I see every day the reverence and respect visitors to Washington, D.C. have for our great monuments and memorials. And we see the pride that Americans have for the National Mall, America's front yard. The National Park Service and the Trust for the National Mall will work together to ensure that America's front yard continues to inspire future generations and to provide opportunities for the public to connect with their great monuments and memorials in deep and meaningful ways. One person with us today has chosen to act on his pride in America and our national parks by committing his time and his personal resources to help us ensure that the National Mall remains a source of pride for all Americans. The National Park Service is grateful for his perseverance and dedication to our mission, and we look forward to a rich and fulfilling partnership. Please help me welcome to the podium the Chairman of the Trust for the National Mall, Mr. Chip Ackridge.
Thank you, Peggy, for those kind words. We're delighted that you're our new superintendent, and we're looking forward to working with you on the mall. Good morning. I am Chip Ackridge, and I'm proud to serve as chairman of the Trust for the National Mall. And thank you for being here, Secretary Kempthorne, Deputy Director Harvey, and Superintendent O'Dell. They're our partners in restoring and preserving America's front yard. And two of my fellow board members are here, too. Vicki Keyes, who's the immediate past superintendent of the mall, and Lanny Griffith. Also, our president, Caroline Cunningham, is here. Today, we anticipated moving from planning to planting. With wonderful volunteers from Mrs. Lindsay's and Mrs. Fernandez's fifth grade classes, which you see sitting right here, at Ann Beers Elementary School in the district. They were to work with some volunteers directly across the street at Constitution Gardens and plant about 3,000 daffodil bulbs. I want to thank Kathy Welch, who's president of the Washington Daffodil Society, for all of her hard work in organizing this event and great volunteers. Obviously, with the weather, we made a decision, and the planning today is not possible. But we assure you, and we assure you children, that we will make a rain date so that you'll get these bulbs planted. If you look on the back of their T-shirts, they say, planting history, and that's exactly what we want to do, because we feel strongly that connecting our youth to our history cannot possibly be overemphasized. I'm proud to publicly launch the Trust for the National Mall, the official nonprofit partner of the National Park Service. Our goal is a very simple one. It's to assist the National Park Service fulfill its mission by mobilizing private sector resources to restore and preserve the National Mall and to educate its visitors of our history. The National Mall is a 500-acre national park known to millions of Americans and people around the world as a symbol of our democracy and America's heritage. I've been a regular visitor to the mall, this special place, for many years. As the owner of a local real estate development and property management company, I regularly jog on the mall as I check our nearby properties. Each time I pass this historic memorial, I'm inspired. I'm inspired by the brilliance of our forefathers who established our democracy. I'm inspired by the history and strength of our nation. And I'm inspired by the sacrifices of so many who have given so much to preserve it, all of which is represented in this hallowed ground. But as a property manager, I also see what an immense and difficult task, an important task it is to maintain the National Mall in world-class condition. With 25 million visitors annually, the Park Service simply cannot do this job alone with their present budget. As soon as this weather breaks, I ask all of you to just take a walk over the mall, look around, and see what you see. And what you're going to see is a place, a park, that is loved to death. Today, I reach out to all Americans to become part of the solution to this growing problem, the decay from the wear and tear on America's front yard. The estimated cost of repairs that we now know of exceeds $350 million. We've created the trust for the National Mall as a public-private partnership similar to the Central Park Conservancy in New York City. The Conservancy took Central Park as a crime-ridden, partially closed, completely run-down park and has restored it to world-class status. But the mall is somewhat different. The mall is national in its reach and symbolism and provides the framework for many of our most important memorials. While it's the backyard to these kids, it's the front yard to all Americans. So we know our effort will be a national one. It will require the support of volunteers ranging from gardeners and historians to individual donors and to major donors. We've enjoyed a tremendous outpouring of support already from many volunteers and donors, which has enabled us to launch the trust today. We do so with anticipation of the dedication, time, and financial contributions of many, many more, and the continued solid support of the administration, the Department of the Interior, and the Park Service. We ask Congress to recognize their responsibilities and to join us in this important work. We're delighted to be working with you, Mr. Secretary, Ms. Harvey, Superintendent O'Dell, and your teams on important projects like the National Mall Plan, which is actually underway right now. It is our hope that every American will join helping restore and preserve the National Mall to a place that we all can be proud of. We encourage you to go to our website today. It's right here, www.nationalmall.org, to find specific ways that you can help restore America's front yard. Thank you very much. As one of my board members said, one of the most difficult tasks we've had in this process so far was getting here today in the traffic. And we finally, Ms. Norton made it with the traffic jam, and we were grateful to have the district's representative to Congress, Ms. Eleanor Holmes Norton, with us today. Ms. Norton has not only long championed the city and its constituents, especially its youth, but also Washington as the capital of our nation. When I told Ms. Norton about our efforts with the trust, she immediately recognized the significance and said, and I quote, "You have my full support, and I want to be a part of this. It's important to our city, and it's important to our country." Ms. Norton, we want you to know that we want you to be a part of us. With pride and admiration, I introduce Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton.
Thank you, Chip, Mr. Secretary. National Park Service Director Mary Bomar, ladies and gentlemen, and especially children of Ann Beers Elementary School. Is that where all of you are from? No, it was a whole lot worse than the traffic. I've come from another speaking engagement, but Congresswoman Norton didn't even know what Department of Interior to go to, because I was across the street just looking for all of you all. And I'm very pleased to have found you, especially on this occasion, Chip. What Chip Ackridge is doing now is quintessential public service. It's hard to overpraise it. Chip is one of the most public-spirited builders and developers in the District of Columbia, but Chip, you and the Trust now have a behemoth of a project. This is not another Chip Ackridge project. This is the project of his life and of the life of the city. Let me just ask Ann Beer's kid, how many of you have ever gone to the mall? Okay. I wish it were prettier for you. I wish there was more to do there. You know, there's a merry-go-round there. That's it, kids. We are fortunate enough to have this extraordinary space, 700 acres, right in the middle of town. And there it lies until Chip and the trust came along, because the Park Service has such a backlog all over the country. We're not all that's in their portfolio. There are millions of acres of parks all across the United States. So here we are left with a green space. We love it. Many events take place on it, but it is unworthy of the world-class mall that was intended by the founders of this city, by L'Enfant and Banneker. It is unworthy of the world-class city we have become. So here comes the trust with the ultimate public-private partnership, raising funds to make our mall worthy of our city and of our nation. I am delighted because what the trust is doing converges with two bills that I have introduced and expect to get passed. One has call a short-term fix for what the trust is going to do for us in the long term. What it does is to designate a much larger area, an area that in fact encompasses the mall as the mall, and we are trying through this bill to make the mall more inviting in the short term to young people. I've talked with the head of my good friend who's the head of the appropriations subcommittee. We want some nice tables down there, more than fast food for our kids. We want people to be able to invite sandwiches to come down and have sandwiches in the short term, while the trust is in fact mounting the kind of effort that it will take. We got a mall now where it's hard to find a place to, if you will forgive me, go to the laboratory. We've got a mall where you have a green space that has become a lawn. The grass is kept cut, but the Park Service can't do much more than that now, and we've got to help, which is to say the trust has got to help, and we've got to help the trust. My bill will simply get some more attractive tables and chairs down there, places to sit, and will provide for free entertainment like jazz quartets or string quartets or somebody doing a poetry reading during lunchtime, so that the mall comes alive and becomes the people place that it was always intended to be. And in line with what you're doing, Chip, I have a bill to change the board or the governance of the Smithsonian, precisely to get private funds into another institution that the Congress can simply not do justice to. Half of those who are on the board, we call it the regents of the Smithsonian, are public officials. Well, they have got sworn duties to the people of the United States, so they can't pay the kind of attention that private citizens can pay. And, dare I say, they can't raise the kind of funds that Chip is going to raise throughout the United States and here. And a board, a 21st century board for the Smithsonian, where the zoo is located, where you have 9 different museums, is going to be able to finally supplement the 70% of the budget that comes from the Congress, but simply has hardly been able to keep the place open and the maintenance going. So I'm trying to get the private sector into the Smithsonian. Mr. Secretary, you've already gotten the private sector to lead us to a brand new mall with a man I can tell you I have worked over my years in Congress with enough to know is more than equal to the task. Thank you very much for this wonderful effort.
This is Marcel Phillips. Marcel, are you ready? All right, good. All right, let me get you.
We came here today to launch the trust of the National Mall to help plant daffodils to make our National Mall beautiful. Kids from every state and their parents should help restore the National Mall. Today we are planting history to show America and the world how special the National Mall is to us.
Good morning. My name is Lindy Harvey, and I'm the new Deputy Director at the National Park Service. And it's just such a pleasure to be here with Mr. Secretary, Congresswoman, Mr. Ackridge, our Superintendent, Marcel, thank you very much, and the students that are gathered here today. And we are here to celebrate a new partnership to promote and protect a great public space, our National Mall. Over 25 million visitors come to the National Mall and Memorial Parks each year. Some come to visit the mall's joy-filled spaces for active living, to picnic, to walk around the tidal basin and enjoy the cherry blossoms, to look at the golden hues of the autumn leaves on the trees, or even to play softball during the spring, the summer, and the fall seasons. Others come to seek a proper backdrop for a once-in-a-lifetime pilgrimage to honor the surrounding symbols of liberty. The National Park Service is entrusted with nearly 400 parks throughout the nation, and we take this very seriously, the mission to conserve, preserve, and manage these special public places, including our National Mall. To help the Park Service fulfill its responsibilities, we are supported by many partners in the public and private sector, and we are gathered here today to recognize and thank our newest partner, the Trust for the National Mall, and join with Chip Ackridge, their chairman, in today's announcement. The Trust for the National Mall, as our official fundraising partner for the National Mall and Memorial Parks, is central to the task we face to preserve and protect this important area for today and future generations. We will work with the Trust to ensure that the National Mall realizes its full potential as a cultural, historical, recreational, and inspirational venue for both daily and for once-in-a-lifetime visitors. We look forward to working together as a team and to accomplish our goals. But every team must have a leader, a visionary who can see what needs to be done and mobilizes the team to make it a reality. And I am proud to introduce that leader to you today. As a mayor, a senator, and a governor from the great state of Idaho, our leader, time and again, finished what he began. Whether projects to improve the city of Boise or ensuring the passage of legislation he introduced, I can think of no one more committed to making the National Mall the showplace of American ideals, and no one better to make sure it happens than the Secretary of the Interior, Dirk Kempthorne. Thank you.
Lindy, thank you very much. And Congresswoman Norton, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Chip, thank you for your vision, your leadership, what you will be doing, what this means for the National Mall. Peggy, we're delighted that you're the superintendent of the National Mall. We've already had opportunities to go through the National Mall. She's bringing about, what is it, $1.8 million? Immediately to help us with things that need to be done. Now, that's significant, but it's just the beginning. I also want to acknowledge that the Chief of the National Park Service Police, Chief Pettiford, is here. Dwight, thank you for being here. To the children of Van Beers Elementary, good-looking group. Marcel did good, didn't he?
Yeah.
You want to give him a cheer? I will tell you something. As noted, I'm not from here. And when I was your age, when I was in the fifth grade, in the fourth grade, and sixth grade, I only could look at pictures of the National Mall. And I used to dream what it might be like to see this. And I was in my 30s before I ever got to come to Washington, D.C., and to see some of these magnificent scenes that you have here is truly special. Who could tell me, raise your hand if you would, what are some of the things that we see at the National Mall? Yes. The Washington Monument, kind of a beacon, isn't it, for miles and miles around. Very good. What else? Yes. The Capitol. Isn't it magnificent? Have you walked on the Capitol lawn? Yeah, it's very cool. What else can we see there? Yes. The Lincoln Memorial? Yep. And what took place at the Lincoln Memorial? There was a great speech. Yeah, Marcel? Martin Luther King had his I Have a Dream speech. Awesome. Very good. And what else do we see? Yeah. The Jefferson Memorial. Yep. Yep. The World War II Memorial. Yeah. The White House. Well, you are terrific. Yes. What is it? Yeah, the reflecting pool. Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? And at night when you can see everything reflected in there. There's another very special place there. It's called the Vietnam War Memorial. And the man who had a dream and made that become real is seated right there, Jan Scraggs. I was with Jan on Sunday, the 25th anniversary of the commemoration of the Vietnam War Memorial, where over 10,000 citizens gathered to pay tribute. And Jan, I thank you for your vision, making it a reality. 58,256 names that are inscribed there. And over those 25 years, any time of day, any day of the week, any time during the year, you'll see people that are there, and you'll see that they've left mementos, over 100,000. It's really quite incredible. You see, what Jan did, where he had a vision, is the same thing that Chip is going to be doing. And that is that you get a group of citizens that realize they have something that is absolutely precious and that they can make a difference in enhancing what we have. Our National Mall is an icon. You can show pictures of that anywhere in the world, and they will say, that is Washington, D.C., that is the center of democracy. At the Lincoln Memorial, the first line says, in this temple of democracy. And so the National Mall must be the standard of excellence for the United States of America. And with these combined efforts, that is the objective. Now, it's very special that those who laid out this magnificent city, as the Congresswoman pointed out, they had this vision. That's why they provided 700 acres. 700 acres of green space, of parks. If we were to try to do that today, it'd be very difficult. So we have something that is there. We have these monuments that these children have properly identified. Lindy said that we have 25 million visitors every year to the National Mall. We have other national parks. We have Yellowstone, we have Yosemite, we have Grand Teton, but just those three, more visitors come to the National Mall than those three all combined. There's 391 different park units. What we have here is very special. What we have here is something that, as a fifth grader, I dreamed of coming and seeing someday. And now, look what's taking place. we do need to have additional resources. It's essential. I like the spirit which Peggy brings to this position as the superintendent, and Joe, who is the regional director of this area. I enjoy working with these people, with all the members of the National Park Service that over the years have done an outstanding job. They know that they're the stewards of this. To give you some idea of the sheer size of this, on an average day in the National Mall, they will collect 3 million pounds of trash. Is that right, Joe? Is it 3 tons? 3 tons of trash, but on the 4th of July, it's 15 tons. It tells you that we love our park, and it's used repeatedly. Jan, after the Vietnam Memorial, I went and stood on the steps of the Lincoln just to watch how these 10,000 citizens dispersed and began to enjoy their park and to see the great things that are happening there. One of the things that has been included in the President's proposal to Congress is a centennial challenge, because in the year 2016 will be the 100th anniversary of the national parks. And the President has said, we need to get ready for a true celebration, the 100th anniversary of those parks. And so he's placed in the budget the largest single increase in the operating budget for the parks ever in the history of the parks. But he also put in place a proposal to Congress for a centennial match, $100 million each year for the next 10 years, to be matched by the private sector. Even our great supporters said that we would be lucky the first year if we raised $20 million. We have 321 letters, signed letters of commitment for over $301 million. That shows you that the private sector is ready to step up. And is this new? No, of those 391 parks, at least 30 of them came about from private donations of families and foundations. Philanthropy, giving, being active citizens is part of the heritage of the United States of America. And now we're going to bring that focus with leaders such as Chip onto the National Mall. And we're going to prepare it for 2016. But I'll tell you, before 2016, in just 5 years, you have the 5th anniversary of the 100th anniversary of the planting of the first cherry tree. 100 years of the cherry blossoms. We need to get ready. The tidal basin floods. During the spring, at least twice a day, it's become a mud flat. We need to address the seawall. We need to address all of these different aspects. So that's what this will do. Today you see a celebration of a partnership that's being formed with outstanding people. Can it be done? You look at Jan and then go look at the Vietnam Memorial. It can be done. It will be done. And Chip, I just commend you for your leadership and your passion for this. And your partners at Interior and the National Park Service are ready to strongly be a partner with you. Thanks.